Do you have any examples of people who have described prior lives and then the proof has been obtained that they were right or in some cases wrong? Or, I mean, how does that work out?
Well, actually, you'd want to look at the life work of Ian Stevenson. He's a professor at the University of Virginia, and he has devoted his entire life to researching memories of past lives. It's not past life regression. It's spontaneous memories of past lives. And, you know, he's written many books and articles, and he's basically devoted his entire professional life to researching this, and he's come up with, you know, an entire mountain of data suggestive that these past life memories have been validated. He goes and he looks at the memories, he writes them down, and he verifies, you know, different details within the recorded memories. So, you know, there's a lot of data like that out there. It's very impressive.
Can you cite any specific examples, you know, the hard proof kind of stuff of what people have said and then has been verified later? Are there any good examples of that?
Well, there was one example within Stevenson's work where there was a young boy that claimed to have been the husband of a wife of a family in India. When he was like 6 years old, he started making these claims, and they took him to the other town, and he identified, you know, a whole host of people that he had never seen before, and he identified them by name and by profession, and identified where they lived within the town. It was very detailed recollection.
That's pretty impressive, all right, especially coming from a child. Very impressive. Okay, let's say that reincarnation is real and that we do live many lives. Have you come to the conclusion, Peter, that we do live many lives? Is that your personal belief?
I believe that at least some of us live many lives. I don't know that we all do. Maybe we all do. I don't know everybody. All I know is that the data I have seen has convinced me that it is a phenomenon that has recurred repeatedly, you know, among members of the human race. What is interesting to me is that in a lot of past life regression reports, it seems that reincarnation is pointless. They seem to go through life after life after life, and they never seem to actually get anywhere. They never seem to learn lessons. They seem to, every life, they're making the same mistake over and over and over again.
That was going to be exactly my point, Peter. If you have no active recollection of a past life, then what good does living many of them do you if you cannot carry the experience from one to the next?
It doesn't do you any good, and that's the problem. That's the problem, and that's what my whole research has been focused on, is the fact that if we divide a death, if our minds divide apart a death and we lose memory, then we cannot progress forward. We cannot evolve. We cannot grow. We are simply stuck.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. I think that is basically the number one problem that virtually all of mankind's religions were originally created to try to deal with and solve.
I think the Catholics early on believed in reincarnation, right?
I don't know that they called themselves Catholics back then, but very early on in the Christian Church, yeah,
yes.
I think that they did. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Early on in the Christian Church, and then it was apparently removed from doctrine, correct?
It seems to have been removed from doctrine, and there's a very good reason why they may have wanted to do that.
And I think I know what that reason is. I mean, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. You just covered it. Really, you said, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that why it was removed? Because...
Well, no, actually, I don't think that was why...
Oh?
I don't think that's why they removed it. I think that they removed it in the early part of the 4th century when the church merged with the Roman Empire, with the Roman government. because, okay, if you're the government and you have control over the church, and the church is saying to everyone, okay, you have many lives. You reincarnate many times as you want to get things right, everything's okay. Well, then that reduces the control that the state has over you. However, if the state has the power not only to kill you in this life, but also to permanently condemn you to an eternity in heaven or hell, that gives the state an awful lot more power. But in order to do that, the state has to deny the existence of reincarnation. So I think that they did that in order to increase the state's ability to control the population. They said, not only can we kill you, but we can permanently convict you to heaven or hell for the rest of your life. We have that kind of power over you, so you better pay attention and do what we want.
That's a pretty darn good point. I see exactly what you're saying. Of course it would give them more control, because let's say you had committed murder and there was a death penalty awaiting you.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, what difference would it make to you if you're just ready to hop on to the next life anyway?
Right, right. If you thought there was an unending supply of lives to be had, then you gotta be looking at things a lot differently than you think.
That's true.
If you think there's only one chance and you gotta get it right the first time around.